Yes?
Nate White, 90.
George wants to know now. He said you told him that we had talked to these people. When you tell George anything, you get in trouble, so don't ever do that, please.
No, I'm sorry.
I just can't stand him, because he's ready to issue a press release on him now. What can I do about it? I told him not to talk.
Inasmuch as the story had broken on the wires about the automobile having been found at the time when we were known to be in your office, it struck me, Mr. President, you carry that off so...
How do they know they're in the office? They give that out? They get reporters with them, or what?
Apparently they brought some photographers with them who were separated when they came into the building. And photographers stayed in the west lobby. And so we didn't let the photographers follow them around the building, but apparently the word...
Didn't they come in the side door? They didn't come like you told them, huh?
They did come in the side door, but they brought the photographers with them. The guards didn't let the photographers come by. Their names weren't on the list.
Mm-hmm.
The photographers then went around and got into the west lobby, I believe, and they're the ones. But I think the word had filtered through that they were in the building, that they wanted to come in the building, and Mac Kilduff had inquiries about it as early as 1 o'clock this afternoon, so that... The prospects of their being here was always pretty good. But I'd say, sir, my own reaction is that there's something bold and dramatic and really courageous about your having told those people, and it turned out that it was the best thing you could have done, because as soon as they got in their automobile, they must have heard on the radio, the bulletin, that the car had been found.
Mm-hmm.
So I'd say that strikes me as something, if George is asked, he could say, yes, that they heard it from you, because that's a courageous thing, and that went off so smoothly.
Okay.
I sure didn't envy you beautifully.
Right.
Yes.